Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Marshall Dane is making his first appearance on our show today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love that he has with the world. In just a moment, you guys are going to be hearing his single, One of These Days. We're going to talk to Marshall not only about what it's been like for him to write music and perform music for others, but also connect him with his fans as well. We're going to talk to him about that process as well as how you all can stay in contact with him. Here is Marshall Dane with One of These Days. We'll be back with more Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Come on, girl. Girl, we always say someday when it comes to leaving this town, it's always off in the future. It never seems to come around. I've got a few dollars saved up, and I've got the windows rolled down. I've got a tank full of dreams, and they're telling me there's no better time than now. This is one of these days.
Thank you.
special Dame with One of These Days right here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. As I told you guys, we have Marshall making his first appearance on our program to talk to us not only about the music, but what it's been like for him to share that with his fans. Marshall, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you kindly for having me. It's my pleasure to join you.
Well, look, we're glad to do it, and congratulations on that single, One of These Days. What has this experience been like for you, Marshall, to be able to do something that you love, to be able to share music, and to see the way that people respond to it?
Where to start? You know, it's a real blessing. It's I remember as a kid just playing music for the pure joy. I could stay in my room and record or write songs. And I couldn't, you know, I couldn't be concerned about everything else that was going on. It was such a passion to be able to quit my job and have the guts to tell my parents I no longer have benefits and a paycheck because I want to go on the road with a band. You know, as much as that was a challenge to come up with that conversation, it was also empowering to know that, wow, I finally got myself a music opportunity that would allow me to work at that full time. And once I had a taste of, you know, knowing that I could make a monthly rent payment or you know, pay my bills with that, I didn't look back and in fact tried ever harder and ever since to make sure that that is exactly what I can always do.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing, Marshall, how that when you find your passion, that you really are, if it truly is something that you're passionate about, that you really will do anything and everything to pursue it?
Yes. I remember, I mean, I can specifically remember being at family gatherings and thinking, wow, I haven't seen my family in a long time. And not because we're not close or we don't talk. We talk a lot and we are extremely close. I love, you know, my family so much. But I knew that it was going to come with the music pursuit was going to come with a cost where there was a lot of gatherings that I wasn't able to make. And I mean, not just that, it's, I mean, when I was 15 years old playing on Friday and Saturday nights at a cafe, I wasn't at the parties. I was the guy on stage playing. And
right.
So, you know, it just kind of comes with the territory. You don't really think too much about it. I mean, there's times when, you know, something happens and you think to yourself, boy, you know, I'm giving up a whole lot for this pursuit. But, you know, you do that for a while and then you figure out how to balance it properly so that it makes more sense mentally than to just give everything to it. I mean, but I live, breathe, and eat my music.
Yeah. And you have been able to find fans, Marshall, who have felt just as passionate about it. You know, has that been a pleasant part of this? Because I believe you're one of those artists that would do this just for the pure love of it. Is it just an extra for you that there are people who are responding to the music and are loving it too?
If I heard you correctly, is it just an extra?
Yes.
I would say it's part of the... It's part of the passion. It's part of the reason why it's become more than just something I want to do by myself in a room. I love playing guitar, and I'll play it by myself as often as I can, or piano, and sing. But sharing it means the world, you know? Like, when you get to share something like that, and I mean, most people don't hear somebody playing guitar and sing or hear music and get upset. You know, I mean, there's times you can wallow in a sad song, but I mean, for the most part, it's a pleasurable sharing experience. So, I mean, when people react to the songs, I remember times playing in a little bar when there's two people, and then there's times when there's 20,000 people, and both are exciting because when you see somebody at the back of a bar that is trying not to pay attention, but their foot is tapping, you know that you're communicating with them and you're sharing, you know, a cool vibe kind of thing.
Right.
So, I mean, it's part and parcel, you know, the business, but the ability to pursue it as a living wouldn't happen without passionate fans. So that also helps drive the force.
Let's talk about your being able to be yourself, because I believe, and it's funny, when I was prepping for the segment with you, I was seeing some of the comments about you, Marshall, and they were trying to kind of, it seems like, to kind of figure it out. He's country with pop? Is he country with a bit of pop and rock? Do you think that the important thing for you is that not so much a genre of music, but just the idea of being able to share music, period?
That's first and foremost, the latter that you said. Sharing music, period,
yeah,
is the ultimate bottom line. That's the first time I ever wrote a song, and my best friend at the time, when I was 14, you know, he sat there and looked at the lyrics without me seeing it, and he's like, "Hey, great lyrics, Shakespeare." And I thought, you know, I was so excited that somebody actually enjoyed it. The first time I ran upstairs and said, "Hey, Ma, you got to listen to this song I just wrote." That's the big thing right there.
Well, it has to be such a great pleasure. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Marshall Dane. He's talking with us not only about the love of music that he has, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. The single we played here was One of These Days, and it's one of the songs that people have really responded to. Marshall, you got a lot of feedback. You mentioned, when you're doing events and being able to perform, of course, you know, that you'll see people responding to it. I want to talk about the energy of, you know, the live performance, because you know something about that we don't know, those of us who are not artists, as to what that's like. When you're up on that stage and you're giving off this energy and you're able to feed off the crowd, is it like a perfect marriage for you as far as the music versus them getting it?
Yes. There is, I mean, it's almost like, in my mind, I've been training for the day to be able to calmly walk out on the stage when there is a massive amount of people. That energy, I mean, I love to perform no matter what, but straight up, there is nothing different than the roar of a crowd. I mean, that's a line out of a Garth Brooks tune, but, you know, based on a rodeo, but that's the same thing. There's nothing like the roar of a crowd. I was just reading a quote from one of the guitar players from the Eagles, and he mentions, you know, the opening line starts off, "We're all downstairs of the arena waiting to walk in the dark to our separate areas on the stage, and the fans at the front of the stage are trying to flick their lighters to see us, and all we can hear is the massive roar of the crowd." That excitement, I remember taking a friend of mine one time who had done a favor for me, and he wanted to play percussion with us on, during a song. And I said, "Why don't you come up on stage and sit right beside me, and you can play as much percussion as you want and enjoy what it's like to be in the nucleus, the vortex of a live performance." It is, it's the rush that keeps us all coming back.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? I can imagine. And there's one thing I would have to say, you know, in being able to see it just in videos, you know, just to be able to, and I know that's nothing like being in the room, but you can feel it. I mean, it's so interesting how you can feel it. And I love the way you said the energy, because, I mean, I think that's really what it is. It's almost a tangible thing that's there with you. So when people are able to hear a song by Marshall Dane, when they're able to see you performing in concert or, you know, in however they're able to watch you, what is your hope for them as music lovers? What do you hope that Marshall Dane is able to do for them as a lover of music?
Well, I'd say that I'm hoping for, first and foremost, for them to enjoy the platter that we're serving, you know, first of all, to be excited to think, I'm excited to see what they're going to bring out to the table this time. Mm-hmm. And then when doing so, when we get out on stage, because, you know, each show has, a little bit different vibe and something new in it. When you get to serve that to the audience and then them being able to say, "Wow, I relate to this guy. I relate to this band. I relate to these songs. I relate to the music." That connection, I think, is what I'm hoping that they get out of it. I'm hoping that they, you know, I try and express a big chunk of sincerity and honesty, whether it be the songwriting or the performance or the connection I'm trying to make from the stage. And to me, I would like to think that they get that. They are tapping into that, and that's what's making them feel that energy in the air that, you know, it's we're kind of all in this for the next 2 hours together. Right. Let's see where it goes.
And I'm sure that's exactly what happens for you, Marshall. Again, everyone, Marshall Dane has been our guest. Marshall, congratulations to you on the success. Again, the single that you guys heard here is One of These Days. Marshall, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as being able to support the music as well?
You can find me online at marshalldane.com. So that's two L's, MarshallDane. If you're a Facebook person, it's just facebook.com/marshalldanemusic. I kind of have the whole gamut Marshall Dane. So if you got youtube.com/marshalldane, Twitter at Marshall Dane, Reverb Nation, same thing. So wherever you want to go, if you're looking for iTunes, just type in my name and you can see the two albums that I have out. And yeah, I mean, and if all else fails, just Google it and it'll come up with all kinds of places that you can check out videos, whether it be mine or videos that, you know, enjoyers are posting themselves.
Exactly. So make sure you guys bookmark MarshallDane.com. Marshall, congratulations again to you. One last question I have. It's kind of a question I've become to ask everyone who comes on this show, and that is about the importance of the dream. What would you say to them about the importance of the dream, based on your own experience, about the importance of not only having the dream, but staying true to that dream?
Deep question, brother. You know, every time I hear about every time I talk to somebody that says, I used to play guitar when I was younger and I don't play it anymore, that's the part I think I would like to encourage.
Okay.
The dream is whatever you find enjoyment in. And I mean, I do little songwriting sessions like team building stuff with kids and often make a remark similar to, you know, whatever you're good at, whatever you find enjoyment in, at the end of the day, you're the guy or you're the person that's going to want to do that till 2 a.m, 3 a.m, when everybody else has said that's enough. You're going to have the passion to do that. And at some point, that's either going to make you an exceptional painter, an exceptional accountant, you know, race car driver. You're going to be the guy out there doing rodeo more than anybody else. You're going to get, you know, good at it no matter what. So, you know, never give up on the dream part of it. The dream part is fun because it's like trying to catch a star. You know, you're constantly out there. That's not a bad thing. I mean, if your dream is having babies, then go have seven. You know, like, just go for it. And you know, always have a balance. I have a background in finances just in case if I had to go back and do a different job or find another way to make ends meet. But by pursuing your dreams, you end up finding ways to get from here to there. You know, it teaches you other things other than to just be a free, loose spirit that, you know, carelessly and aimlessly follows something. It teaches you how to survive chasing something or how to survive with a goal in mind. You know, and there's, you know, life skills, you get them any which way. And, you know, chasing down a dream is not a bad way to gather life experience.
Exactly. I totally agree with that, Marshall. I totally agree. And you're right. There are so many people out there who had a dream for themselves and something happened along the way. And I think for people to be able to reignite that, I think, is really a great thing. Congratulations to you, though, on being able to live your dream and to share that with all of us. Again, Marshall Dane can be reached at MarshallDane.com. And then from there, you guys can find him on the social media sites as well. And Marshall, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Hey, thank you kindly for having me, brother. It's been my pleasure.
All right, we appreciate you. And for our listeners, we appreciate you as well. If you came in late and missed part of this conversation with Marshall, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places, and we actually tagged Marshall on both. So you can go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and you can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, or and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.